Okay, Rabbi Isai. Today I want to finish Siman Kuf Yudalid. I can't resist, since Ki Chachmaschem Uvinaschem Leinei Ha'amim, since we're all familiar with astronomy, I want to wish everyone a happy Perihelion Day, which is January 5th. You know what that is? I'm surprised they didn't give out it. It's not Avodah Zarah at all. It's the day the sun is closest to Earth, it's January 5th. And today the sun is the closest to Earth. Take a good look. It's 3 million miles closer than it's going to be on the farthest, which is July 6th, I believe. That's perihelion. That's why it's so long. Yeah, that's why. It's what? No, it's not the other way around. The warmth, and I once gave a share on this, that the warmth of the sun, the warmth of the earth, has nothing to do with the distance from the sun. When the sun's rays travel through space, it's not what causes a diminishing of the heat. What causes a diminishing of the heat is the angle of the atmosphere. I still hope to give another share in about 2 parakim on the topic. But the atmosphere that blankets the earth controls everything that goes on here. And the atmosphere has a certain thickness. When you have a ball, if you imagine a ball and you put a donut around it, right? So the center of the donut is the earth and the donut is the atmosphere. If you stick a pin straight through, so if that donut is, let's say, 3 miles, or let's call it 3 inches thick, you stick a needle straight through, it takes a 3-inch needle to make it. If you stick a needle through at an angle, you need more than 3 inches, depending on the angle, right? When the sun's rays hit Earth straight, which is when the axis is tilted towards the Earth in our hemisphere, then the sun's rays go only through 3 miles of atmosphere, and it's hotter. The reason it's cooler this time of the year is because we're angled away. Since we're angled away, the angle through which the sun goes through the atmosphere, it doesn't go straight. It's like the donut. If you don't go straight, if you go at an angle, so it's like the when you have a triangle, so the direct line is longer than hypotenuse is in a right angle. Hypotenuse is the angled line, so that's a squared plus b squared equals c squared. It's 1.4 times what the direct line is. Without atmosphere, in the other hemisphere, it's angled the other way. That's why they say you can't look at the sun. By sunset, you can look at the sun. Why is it by sunset you look at the sun? Doesn't hurt your eyes. In the middle of the day, a person can go blind. Because at sunset, the angle is greater. Earth is turned away from the sun. The sun is on the horizon. It goes through much more atmosphere to come to you. That's why the late afternoon is cooler than noon. It should be warmer. The sun's been out longer. But everything depends on the atmosphere and how much atmosphere it goes through. This nafkamina is in halacha as well, which someday we'll talk about, explaining the Gemara in Tzadikim in Pesachim. December 21st, the solstice. There are two different things. The solstice is when the angle of the axis is the most pronounced. So it ends up being the shortest day. There are two different things. The Earth travels around the sun in an ellipse, not in a circle. And the sun is not the center of the ellipse. The sun is angled away. In other words, the earth goes around the sun in an ellipse. The earth is not the center of that circle. The sun is not the center of that circle. The earth goes around the sun. The sun is not the center because of the laws of planetary motion. In any orbit, there's a conflict between the forces of inertia, which make you go straight away, and gravity, which make you go towards the sun. And that's why it changes as it goes around. So the sun is not in the center. And when we go around the earth, January 5th, when we go around the sun, on January 5th, we're the closest to the sun. And 3 million miles, not a whole lot. The sun is 93 million miles away. So it's a significant piece of it, but it's not.
Ramat Bet Shemesh is closer to the sun.
Ramat Bet Shemesh. They call it Bet Shemesh because
it's close to the sun.
To me, it's a Pelez, a place called Bet Shemesh. What happened to Bet Shemesh and Tanakh? If people know Tanakh, they would never know what happened to Bet Shemesh. That's where the Megefa was when Aaron came back. That's where everybody died. I don't know, but I guess the Kapora today is Bet Shemesh. Ramat Bet Shemesh. According to the archaeologists, it was called Bet Shemesh because they were sun god worshippers. So and Yericha is possible a moon god worshippers. Yereah. Anyway, Reach the Reach Igielisham the Reach Keteris. That was called Yericha a lot before they did any Keteris name. Yereha and Yericha. What? Was it called Dagan? I don't know. The Gesher was called Dagan, but I don't understand. Anyway, so today is a significant day for astronomers. Okay, I want to finish Kuf Yud Dalet. Today we are going to touch on a number of important topics that are Derech Agav. Siftes Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis are product lists. And whatever it says here seems to be totally outdated. It's like somebody would get a product list from the 1800s from Europe, which products need a Hefsher and which don't. So this is not 1800s, this is going back to the 1500s. This is when the Shulchan Aruch was written. So it seems to be, by product listing, Siftes Yud, Yud, and Aleph are outdated, as the Mefarshim here say. However, the Sugyas Ladina are important, and especially the question of when you go Basar Raiv in assessing ingredients, which you're going to have in Sif Yud. Now, the Mechaber Tesen Yud I read last week, I didn't do the Ramah. I want quickly to read the Mechaber Tesen Yud and bring up a topic which one of our phone listeners called me about during the week, and I'd like to discuss it. A siftes is the permitted products, and sifyud are the prohibited products. Siftes anovim shalohen, you're allowed to buy grapes. Afila hinglachis harbe at sheminatvais, even if it's so soft, who wants soft grapes? But they're so soft that grape juice is dripping on them. Mutarais, you're allowed to buy it. It's grape juice. So we said last week, if it wasn't squeezed or drawn, even if it wasn't squeezed for juice, but it's drawn, the minute it gets drawn for the juice, then it becomes yayin nasech or stad yayinam. Because the man is just sitting on the grapes, it's mutar. Chay kol hakvashim, sheidarka losis pen yayin v'chaim. It's all pickled items that don't typically have non-kosher ingredients. The chaytiria shena trufa, I mentioned last week, about a fish that's whole. And the chiddush here, if you can see the scales, of course it's mutter. The chiddush is, the shas says, that it has other simonim. It has a simon of a reish v'shedra that's unique to this type of fish. That's mutter. I mentioned that this is Rabelsky's heter of the pink salmon being mutter without scales because the color of salmon is unique to salmon. We see from here that a simin is adequate to be mashir. V'chein tzir shel dogim, sheish by kulchis, v'chein olah shel chiltis, mutter. These are items which don't have wine added to them, don't have trefa things added to them, and they're okay. On the other hand, sifyud, osir, the things that are prohibited. Osir like a man, kairit shel chiltis. Now that I buy from a guy kairit shel chiltis, which is a sharp vegetable or sharp something that grows sharp, a sharp root maybe, and if it's cut with a treifa knife, it becomes treif. We discussed this last week as well. Tirius trufa, you're not allowed to buy fish that's mashed, that doesn't, you can't see the scales. B'chiluk, d'haydu mine dogim k'tanu muravim. These are types of fish. Even though they're mostly kosher, but treifa fish mix in. Then yochala freedom, once it's mashed together, it's trufa, you can't separate them. Mikvashim, and all pickled food, shederech lapamim, shnaisim em yayin. that sometimes have wine. Bahanimil ila sabachila. Aval bahanoa mutter. It's also bahachila, but bahanoa it's mutter. You do a shakol nais and yayim asurim afil bahanoa. If it's a suffix, if it has wine, it's mutter bahanoa. If it vadai has a guy's wine, then it's also bahanoa. In Shach Yud Zayin, I read last week, Hainu Medina. Avalamai de Kaimulam Braysim and Kufchal Gimel, the Stam Yenam is man as a mutter, bano, it's mutter. So I had a complaint that I stopped before reading the next three words. Look in Shach Yud Zayin. He says, Hainu Medina. But we passed the Raisim and Kufchal Gimel that the Goyim today are not into Avodah Zarah. The Stam Yenam. So it's mutter. So someone complained, I left out the words b'mokim hefsed meruva, which is a very big difference. So I'd like to talk to you about b'mokim hefsed meruva. Again, what are we discussing? Stam yeinam today, non-Jewish wine. It comes up. The shaylas people ask me is when bottles of stam yeinam are given to them as a gift. By a business associate or something, they give him a bottle of wine, and it's not wine with a hechsher; it's stam yeinam. The din of the Gemara is that stam yeinam of a guy is also not only b'shtia but pahanoah. There are two isurim b'yayin. One is mishum chasnus, because you might come to like bishul akum. That's isur shtia, and that definitely applies. And then there's an isur hanoah because of avodah zarah. So the question is, Bizman Hazeh, in our countries where the Goyim are not Oduk and Avodah Zarah, what's the din? So I have to tell you that from the Paiskim, the Shimush of Paiskim is that Paiskim are Mekel. That it's Mutter Bahanoah, not Lechatchila, to go buy it, but if somebody gives you a bottle of wine, you turn around and give it to another guy as a gift. However, as this person correctly pointed out, the source of our kula is Kufchav Gimel Sif Aleph. And there, the Ramah says the following. So again, we're talking about all non-Jewish wine, Bizman Hazeh. Which is not a drink, that's for sure. It's treif. But what about Isser Hanoah, which is Mishum Avodah Zarah? In Kufchav Gimel Aleph, in the Ramah, that's the very beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach, it says, and listen carefully, Bizman hazeh she'ein ha-shchiach she'umais minasim ha-avaydas kechavim. Nowadays, our goyim, they're not busy pouring wine to ha-avaydas zara, except maybe in the church. Yeshayimir demagav kechavim b'yayin shalon hu ein ha-yosa bahano ha-rak b'shtia. For that reason, it's not osa bahano, only b'shtia. L'chein stam yeinam shalahem. U'l'chein mutal l'gvay s'chayvay. Therefore, you're allowed to collect if the guy owes you money. You're allowed to collect from wine. V'hu adin b'shar hefsid. Now the Ramah says it's mutter b'mokim hefsid. It's curious that the Shach says hefsid meruba. And the Ramah doesn't say hefsid meruba. He says b'mokim hefsid. But okay. Nim b'mokim hefsid. It sounds like a guy gives you a $10 bottle of wine. Not a hefsid. No, you didn't spend money on it. It's a gift to you. It's a lack of harvacha. And it would seem that it should be problematic. The other side of this is the following. According to what I read to you, this is only a heter like the Ramah. It's not a heter according to the Mechaber. This is a Ramah. Ramah says, our Goyim are not Oduk b'Avodah Zarah, and therefore, b'makom hefsid, it's mutter. Now, what you have to know, and I don't know why it's not cross-referenced on the page of Kufchav Gimel, is that there's a second Makar for this, and that's in Kufchav Dalid, Sivav, the Mechaber. Somebody should stick into the page in Kufchav Gimel to look in Kufchav Dalet. In Kufchav Dalet, listen to this. Mechaber. Kol oive kechavim she'enai oive alilim. Any guy that is not an idol worshipper, yeinai osa b'shtiyo muta b'ana. His wine, you don't drink it, because of chasnus, but it's muta b'ana. Umagon b'yayin shalanu shavali yainam shasa b'shtiyan. If they touch our wine, it's mutter. What's going on here? No, Asa Bishtiya. What? Asa Bishtiya, what I say. It's Asa Mutaba Hanoi, not drinking of chasnas, but it's Mutaba Hanoi. What is he talking about? So he's talking, like Mepharshim say on the side of the page, Kaglana Yishmaelim, like the Arabs. The Arabs are not Oideh Vaidazar. What he's saying is this. There are two types of non-Jews in the world. There are not, as far as these dinim are concerned, many types, but as far as these dinim are concerned, there are non-Jews who are, let us say, Christians, or whatever faith they believe in, but they don't really follow it. They're not busy with it. You know, Pope counts a billion faithful. So he came here in Yankee Stadium. They had almost as many as Lahavdil Nasiyah Mashas, right, for the Pope. So, yeah, so they had, let's say, 50,000. They're faithful. Now, of the 50,000, they all look to the Pope for salvation. How many of them hold, like the Pope, that birth control is a sin, or that divorce is a sin, or that abortion is a sin? So it doesn't mean anything. It just means that, you know, there's sports, and there's politics, and there's faith. You know, it's a certain thing that, you know, Christianity has it done, because you can do whatever you want, and at the end, as long as you pledge allegiance to him, you're forgiven for all your sins. Right? There are indulgences that you get, and you're forgiven. So, what we're saying is that in Kuf Chav Gimel, it's talking about the Christians that are not busy with their faith. So they're not pouring wine. But Be'etzem, they have a faith which would say that they should do Misa Chayayim. So for them, it's only Muta B'makim Hefsid. There's another type of non-Jew, and that's someone who does not believe in anything like Avodah Zarah. Either he believes in a creator. Muslims believe in a creator. But their prophet is what the Rambam calls Isai Meshuggah. Right, he calls them Meshuggah, you know, it's a prophet. So they believe in a creator. So by them, the whole Yayin Nesef is not Shayach. It's not that their faith believes in Yayin Nesef and they themselves don't do it. It's that they have no faith that endorses Yayin Nesef. For them, it's Mutter even not B'makim Hefsid. So what that means is when you have a non-Jew dealing with wine, it depends. If the non-Jew is a practicing Catholic, then I'm not familiar enough whether Protestants believe in the pouring of the wine. Most of these things they did away with. But as let's say a practicing Catholic, but he doesn't practice much. You know, it's not something he does, Bisman Hazeh. He doesn't go around pouring wine. So such a person, it's only B'makim Hefsid, or B'makim Hefsid Meruva, that it's Mutter. However, if you have an avowed atheist, or the reverse, somebody who believes in a creator and doesn't have anything in his religious book that talks about pouring wine with Shem Avodah Zarah, so for him, it's Mutter, even Shaloi B'makim Hefsid. It's totally Mutter. And this accounts for the difference in Tshuva Svarim or in Shimush by Paiskim between the different attitudes towards Yayin Nesach. If you got a bottle of wine for a holiday gift and you ask the Shaila, there'll be Rabbanim that'll tell you, certainly the Sephardic Rabbanim will tell you, just give it to him, give it away for a guy or sell it to the wine store. I'll tell you it's Mutter B'Hadar straight out. And there are some Paiskim that'll tell you that it's only Mutter B'Makim Hefsid, you should throw it away. And that depends on, I guess, on the Jews' perception of the non-Jews around us. You know, I don't know that any of us have studied what's going on in New York City. I think it's fair to say that in New York City there aren't many Americans. Maybe some of the Goyim come from different countries, maybe different, but there aren't many American Goyim who subscribe to the ideas of the practice of the church. So Tysus already said that. Tysus writes down that based on Avodah Zarah. Yeah. If you get a sealed bottle of Kedem wine, it's okay. My problem is not the guy who gives it to you. My problem is the guy who manufactured it. Yeah, so if it comes from Ireland, I'd be more wary, or from Poland. Ireland or Poland, I'd be more wary. If it comes from... What? The Ramah is more... The Ramah is maskim to the Mechaber by Yishmaelim. The Ramah has a separate kula, even by Christians, that Pamakim Hefzah. So there's no machlekes Mechaber Ramah. Everyone, the Ramah doesn't argue with this Mechaber. Everyone agrees, by Yishmaelim or the like, for whom Nesach is meaningless, that's what the Shalai B'makim Hefzid. For those, the first Ramah is talking for... There's no machlaikas here. Yeah, the Mechaber doesn't bring it. So we don't know. Mechaber lived among Yishmaelim. The second Mechaber is called Nechayz Darga. I mentioned to you in the past. Nechayz Darga means something by your Oder Avodah Zarah would be Osabahanah. By Yishmaeli is Mutar Ba'anah and Asa B'Shtiya. Something by Avir Avodah Zarah would be Mutar Ba'anah and Asa B'Shtiya, which is Nigiya of Shalai B'Kavana. If a guy touches Shalai B'Kavana, so it's Mutar Ba'anah and Asa B'Shtiya. So that, Nechayz Darga, by our Goyim is Mutar even B'Shtiya, if a guy touches Shalai B'Kavana. There's no real machlaikis. I think it's just inherent bias of the Sfaradim. I had a copy of Rav Avadya Yosef's Kaf HaChayim. Here it is. Rav Avadya Yosef wrote the Kaf HaChayim on Yerideya. The Kaf HaChayim originally was written only on Arachayim. Rav Avadya wrote two volumes on Yerideya. He writes in the Kuf Yud Zayin, which we hope to get to. Stam yeinam shal Yishmaelim shemuter bahanoa, muter gam came b'schayra. He says, not only you don't have to do business with it, according to him, tshuvas makar baruch. V'loydam l'stam yeinam aliba deramah, shav shemate b'di'ever osel echatchilo l'stakabai shani hasam. It's not a machlokes. Shani hasam. The Ramah is different. Yikol mechshadas ha'paiskin v'zman ezer osur bahanoa. In the Ramah's case, we are talking about Christians, people who believe in something other than a creator. L'chein osel l'stabay l'chadchila, l'stakir by l'chadchila. M'sheken stamyenim shishmeilim mutabahanoa gam l'chadchila. So he brings, Rabbi Avadya brings it, he brings Re'isi la'achida. The Chida writes, Mini Yerushalayim is ta'aser. The Chida writes, listen to this beautiful language, Be'ir oiz lonu tziyain. Kiryas Mayadenu. The very first Yerushalayim, such an Ahava, right? In the city, he calls Yerushalayim, Ir Oiz Lonu Tziyayin, Kiryas Mayadenu, V'kula Ardi Yisrael, Minig Lesa Magi Yishmeilim B'yayin Shalonu Bahanoa. He says, Minig Eretz Yisrael is Ta'aser Yishmeili's wine, even Bahanoa. He says, Kasafti Lefizach Reini. So that's what I remember from when I was visiting there. V'atarisi B'tshuvas Godolecha, Merbani Yerukai Yerushalayim, So I'm not sure what Minig Yerushalayim is, but Masr Bavad, you're right, he quotes which Sefer the Sefer Echad is. Of course, he figured it out. Bottom line, I'm not talking about Bimata B'Shtiyah, but I'm talking about Bimata B'Hanoah. Bottom line, what comes out is this. If the wine came, it's really not the one who gave it to you, it's the one who manufactured it. If it came from people that don't believe in anything, that are either atheists or agnostics or Yishmaelim, so then it's mutar ba'anah l'chadchila. Yeah, the one who squeezed it, who was negay on it. How do you know? So we're going to talk soon about how you know if you go basarayv. That's going to be in the Ramah and Sifyud. But then it's mutar ba'anah. If it comes from someone who claims to be a Catholic or a Christian, he just doesn't really practice it much, such a person, it's only Mutar Ba'anah B'Mokim Hefzid, or the Shas said, for some reason, Hefzid Meruba. Now, I have to tell you, I did find the Mishnah Brura on this topic. The Mishnah Brura is in Siman Tov Samach Zayin. Mishnah Brura is Sivkat Lama Gimel. It's a Metziah, really, to find this in Hilchas Pesach. He's talking there about buying certain products if there's a Chashash Chametz, buying from a guy. Now, Agav, he mentions a certain product that you have to be chayshish that the guy put wine into the product. It's not a Pesach issue, it's a Kashrus issue. And he writes, you have to be chayshish that a guy put wine into it. And in the Sharet Zion, he writes, that bezman hazeh, it's mutter b'mokim hefse meruba. It's the same lashon as the Shach. He writes, b'mokim hefse meruba, it's mutter. Now the Chofetz Chaim is writing in Poland. He's quoting a chayor that was writing in Lithuania, where the Goyim are much more Christian than here. So it's hard to know, but the Mishnah Berurah does write Hefse Meruba, like Al Shach, not Mokim Hefsid, which I just wonder where it came from, because in Kuchav Gimel it says Mokim Hefsid. Oh, it took out Meruba, really? Oh, that's amazing. The Mechon Yerushalayim, this is the second time this happened. It's very good. It's very good safer. They take out Meruba from Shach Yud Zayin, which is correct. Now, see if in the Mechon Yerushalayim Mishnah Berurah, in the Sharet Zion, if they take out Meruba. But it's very good. The Meruba doesn't belong there. There's a very big difference. That's the Meruba.
By extension, are we saying all non-Mavushal wine is Mutter B'Hanor anyway, from whoever gives it to us?
That's what we're saying now. All non-Mavushal wine from a guy is Mutter B'Hanor. If the guy is an atheist, an agnostic, a Yishmaeli, doesn't believe in this pouring stuff, it's Mutter L'Chadchila. That's the Mechaber and Kuchav Dali. If he's a Christian, then it's... how do you find out? I'm telling you the halacha, you got to find out. He's lives in Bet Shemesh, he's asking me about Goyim giving him wine. And if the guy is a Christian, it's only Mutter Mokim Hefsin.
And from a Jew who's not yet from...
So Jai's not from, can't be worse. Yes, can't be worse. The Gabi Yisra, no, it can't be worse. Kechaslis is this. So Ger Toshev is a Mechaber in Kuf Avdalid. It talks about Ger Toshev separately, and there's a Chalukah Deis there about the status of a Ger Toshev. So Beis, Ger Toshev, Kibbul of Sheva Mitzvahs, Chengar Ger Shemov Leitavon, Magon Asa Bishtia. It's still Asa Bishtia because he's not allowed to marry... not allowed to marry into them. I think the Shach here in the Sivkot and Dalet talks about it.
But
don't know why it's, yeah. So it's also Bishtia. You're not allowed to marry their daughters. So it's the loss of Bishtia. But the Noahites certainly don't believe in. Yeah, okay. So that's what Tosfos says, right? That's what the Ramah is based on that, and the Ramah says still only Mokim Hefsid. That's what's bothering us. Okay, you can say if I trust the Ramah says Mokim Hefsid, what am I going to do? Okay, I mean I'm not the Chatzila going out to do business with it. So. Alright, says so Mokim Hefsid, whatever you call it, Mokim Hefsid. What? The rule of Hefsid is usually that a gift is not called it's a chesar and harvacha. You mean if a guy is in the house, okay, Mokim Hefsid, yeah. Okay. You're allowed to give a guy wine as a gift. You want to buy tray for wine, you mean? So buying tray for wine as a gift, so it depends. It depends on its machlokes. The question is, when you get this tray for wine, where does it come from? If it comes from a country where they believe in this Nesach, then it's a problem. If it's made in Saudi Arabia, they don't make wine. But if it comes from a Yishmaeli country, or it comes from California, no, God doesn't visit California. No Jew, nobody, none of them believe in God in California. So. Unless you have that heter, Look, the halach is clear. The metzias is less than clear, and that's. Now let's learn the Ramah. As I mentioned, this is a yisaidistik Ramah. It has to do with the rules of kavua and parish. He invests in a corporation that sells wine. Yeah, so investing in companies that sell wine, If it's a corporation type of investment, we have no right to go in and take anything. You have no right. You can't say I own 1%, so I'm going to take a bottle of wine and get a 1% deduction. Then basically we look at that as not a true ownership, not a halachic ownership. That's why people buy stocks in McDonald's, for example, or in other macholei sasuras. And that heter is because we look at the stock market with a little bit of a little cynically. You're not really an owner. The Marshag calls the stock market a gambling casino connected to the stock market, which if it never was this way, it certainly is that way today. Stocks go up and down based on the trade deal with China, even if the stocks in an American company has nothing to do with China, because the markets go up and down based on non-performance reasons. So the stock market we see is not being the true ownership. And that's why somebody wants to buy into a wine company or a Nevela company or companies open on Shabbos. So we're mad to that.
Invest in someone's pork belly.
Pork belly, yeah, I don't advise it, but you can. The people who are workers, the people working there, the people touching the wine, people pushing the button on the machines. Now, you can ask me, how do you figure it out? You know, it's not my job. I'm just telling you the halacha, and you got to get someone to go down and check.
Does that mean that
the hands-on people.
Have to touch the wine itself?
If you push a button, and that causes the wine to either be squeezed or flow, that's the same thing. And we can. All right, let's learn the Ramah. This Ramah is a Shas Ramah, and it deals with the issue of Kol Kavua Kemetza Amechza, called the Parish Meruba Parish. Now, before you get confused, let me tell you what's not confusing, and then we'll try to get confused. The rule in the Gemara is Kol Kavua Kemetza Amechza Dami, the Kol De Parish Meruba Parish. What that means in very simple terms is the following. If you find a piece of meat on the street, and rive butcher stores in the city are kosher, you pick up the meat, and you could assume it came from a kosher butcher store. The Kesef Basar Shel Salman Ayin aside, as far as the Nevela is concerned, you have a right called the parish, Meruba parish. You have a right to assume that the meat that you found came from the rive butcher stores that are kosher. And that's a clear halacha. And even if in heaven they know it's treif, it doesn't matter. You're not over anything because the Torah tells you you can rely on reif. Kol kavua kemetza ametza means something else. It means, let's say, you're in Bnei Brak. And you assume all the butcher stores in Bnei Brak are kosher. So you go to a butcher store, you bring home a salami sandwich or a corned beef sandwich. And someone says, where'd you buy it? You say, I don't know. You know, I was going for a walk. I know the streets of Bnei Brak. I'm an American. Aren't they all kosher? You say, no, there are a couple of treifa ones also. I don't know the fact, but let's say there are a couple of treifa ones. So here you say, 1 minute, there are 100 butcher stores in town. 99 are kosher, one is treif. I don't know which one I went into. So I should go bus a reif. So there we have a halacha. It's halacha mishum Sinai. Meaning, if you took it from Makan Kiviusai, you took it from the butcher store, which is the place where it's Kavua, Kol Kavua Kemetza Mechza Dami, it's 50-50. Shalav Adaraisi, you have to be Machmir, Shalav Adaraban, and Shalav Adaraban Lakula.
So,
you don't know which one. So, again, to be clear, if you bought it from its makom kviyus, we'll have to define what makom kviyus means, but you buy it from its place, from the store, you don't remember which store, that's called kavua kemetza mechza dami. If you find it in the street, then called the parish, meruba parish. You can assume that you go bas arayv, and it's mutter based on rayv. You can even have the following case that the place can bring. You have a butcher store, a kosher butcher store. They shechted 7 animals. And they cleaned out the insides of the animals, and they're selling them. You know, they're cutting, like in the old butcher stores, they cut off pieces of meat and sell it. And so far they sold 3 animals, and they have 4 left. Or they sold 4, and they have 3 left. And now they find one of the stomachs is treif. Right? They cleaned out all the stomachs, put it in a quarter, and they assumed it's kosher. Now they find that a stomach is treif, but they don't know from which animal it came. It's 7 animals. Turns out one is treif and 6 are kosher. The ones that were already sold, when the suffix starts, called the parish meruba parish, they're mutter. The ones that are still in the butcher store, is called kavua kemetz amechzadani. It's in the makim kaviusai. This is an example in Yeridaya, where it's, you can have the same butcher store, shechted 7 animals, it's the mazel of this animal that it got sold before they discovered the treifis. So the ones that were sold are called the parish meruba parish. And the ones, if you go into the store now, whatever's left in the store is kokavu akametza ametza dami. The Los Angeles case, that was Rebelski's psak. That when they discovered the problem, whatever was sold before they discovered the problem is called the parish meruba parish, was mutterk, right, was kosher. And whatever was still in the butcher store at, what was it, 2 p.m. on Erev Yom Tov or something, so that was treif because that was kavu akametza ametza.
He's
that's the Chef Schmeitzer that I like to mention. The Schmeitzer, talks about if you have the same animal, half was sold and half is in the store. Follow chap. You have the same animal. Half of it was sold and half of it is in the store. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. So whatever you sold was sold. The same half animal was sold. So the Schmeitzer brings a machlaikis, Gedolei HaPoskim, Beis Hillel, and not the Tana Beis Hillel, but the Sefer Beis Hillel in Yeridaya. I mean, he calls Tshuvas HaGa'inim. They fought about it. Do you say once it was parished, the whole animal is kosher? So once it was the whole animal is treif? And then it brings the famous line of the Pri Chadash. He says, whoever deals with the Shaila and thinks the whole animal has to be the same. He says, it's not a stira. Half the animal is parish and it's kosher. Half the animal is kavua. And thank you. It's filtered good. Thank you. I appreciate it. And therefore, you're very observant. Thank you. Can you be here next week?
To be on tape. Listen to the tape.
How to drink over the tape. You drink on the other side of the tape. So at any rate, this is the... this is the rule. Kavua, parish, very clear rule. Now today, there are very difficult issues in purchasing on the internet. Is that kavua? Is that parish? When you buy something over the internet, now you tell me what's the difference. The shaila comes up by loans that are taken. A loan, if it's taken from a Jew, is a ribbis. It's taken from a guy, there's no issa ribbis. There are many companies that it's indeterminable. You can't figure out. Some you know are Jewish or non-Jewish, and some you don't know. Does it go according to Kol Kavua or Kol De Parish? This came to the fore when we were dealing with Quicken Loans. Quicken is a Jewish company, and Quicken Loans agreed to do a heter iska. This was a chiddush, but after there were extended negotiations that broke down around Yomim Noraim 2.5 years ago, the lawyers at Quicken did not go along with it. And I was not involved in the initial round of negotiations. In the middle of the year, there was a second attempt. At that time, I was invited to be involved. There were about a group of about 6 or 7 of us who tried to negotiate with Quicken in a way that would be acceptable, not to us, but to the Gedolei Yisrael. Basically, we took a list of Gedolei Yisrael. There should be Shmuel Kamenetsky, Rav Dava Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Miller, in our circles, and some of the Paiskim in Lakewood, and from the Sidisha circles, a number of Paiskim. And we tried to create something that would be acceptable to all of them, at least b'diev. There's some b'shita are against hetiskas in general. But that would be, for those who use hetiskas, that would be acceptable. And we were able to create a hetiriska with which Quicken was happy. The lawyers were willing to go along with. The owner of Quicken is not an observant Jew, but he himself has sympathies for religious Jews. He's a donor to yeshivas. I mentioned to you which one, Cleveland Cavaliers, is that the team he owns? I forgot, huh? I forgot whichever team he owns. That the night before the day before their championship basketball game, he made an online donation to yeshiva. There's a yeshiva called Beis Yehuda in Detroit, where he's centered. So he made an online donation for $50,000. One of the people, since I was involved in talking to them, said, you know, right before the game, he donated $50,000. I said, you must have been excited. He said, no, other games he gave more. So he's a person with sympathies, and he was willing to go ahead. Here's where the problem came. My contact was with Rabbi David Feinstein and Shlomo Miller. Among our group, different people dealt with different gedolim. So I was dealing with Rabbi David and Rabbi Shlomo Miller. So I went to Rabbi David, and Rabbi David's ha'ora was the following. The way Quicken works is after they lend you money, they turn around and sell the loan. You know, Quicken in the fourth quarter of 2019 had a record-breaking, I don't know what the numbers were, but the number of loans, mind-boggling. No company ever did that many loans in a quarter. They did in 2019. And they're very quick to turn around their loans. They need the money. They don't have billions of dollars to lend. So they lend you the money, and then they sell the loan. They always sell the loan. Even people who keep on getting bills from Quicken, they service the loan. They're a service company, but they make money from the initial charges and from servicing, but they don't make much money from the interest. So they sell the loan. Now, the Heta Iska is a two-part Heska. It's a traditional Heta Iska for the first few days. And then it has a second contract which deals with the fact it makes them a shliach to sell the Iska by taking a loan on behalf of the homeowner and using it to pay up the Iska. And then it becomes a loan to whoever they sell it to. Now, the second person does not agree to Heta Iska. Quicken agrees. When Quicken turns around and sells it to Chase Manhattan, the Citigroup. No. What they do, it's a Heta Iska with Quicken. Mr. Quicken, you make Mr. Quicken a shliach to get you a loan. That's the reason. He goes, let's say, to Citigroup. And he gets you a loan so that Quicken is not borrowing the money. You're borrowing the money. Quicken is your shliach. He gets you a loan from Citigroup or Fannie Mae or whoever he gets it from. He gets you the loan. He doesn't send you the money. He takes the money to pay up the Iska. He takes up the money to pay up the Iska. And going forward, it's a loan with a non-Jew. That's the way the Quicken Heta Iska works. So to Heta Iska for a brief period of time, I tell people, even if you don't like using Heta Iskas, it's basically a four-day Heta Iska, a five-day Heta Iska. When we started with them, they were selling it within 2 weeks. When we finished, they were selling it within 4 to 5 days. That's how the market is. And what's a shaila? So Rav David's shaila was, how do we know they're selling it to non-Jews? When Quicken sells it, how do we know? Maybe they're selling it to a Jew. Which means you're making them a shliach to take a loan to you from a Jew. Maybe they're getting from a Jew. Ataka roiv are goyim, but maybe that's called kavua. Who says you're going? If you go into the butcher store, that's kavua. So if you go into the loan store, that would be kavua. Now, are you going? You're making Quicken a shliach. And are they? You know, if Shlomo Miller's horror was if shlichus works. Separate discussion. But Rav David Weiss was, how do you know? Maybe it's called Kavua Kemet Salmechtz. What?
If you buy the loan, and
But they're not agreeing to subject. Nobody. Only Quick can agree to that test. The city group's not going to ask him to that test.
How do you know that with any mortgage you take? Go to Chase.
So when you go, if you go, you know who you're going to.
Yeah.
So you go to Chase, we know Chase or Citigroup are non-Jewish entities.
Right.
If you go to, there's a place called Mortgage Warehouse, I think, Home Mortgage Warehouse, that's Jews. People have loans from them, and then they find out they're Jews. Now, by the time they find out, they also sell it within 3-4 days. You know. So, but if they know before closing, they have to stop because they're borrowing without a het iskan. Now, granted, they agreed to a het iskan as well, right? After Quicken agreed, so they went along with it. But, so this is the question. How do you judge if it's kavua or called a parish? The answer to that discussion lies partially in the Chavizdas and Simen Kof Yud, which are not learning, and primarily in the Ramah we're about to learn. So this is, like I say, a shasugya. Called Kavua, called the Parish. We have to learn the Ramah and the Shach, and if we have time, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mati Yainasin. When we do all four together, we will be zeichet to have a Havana of the Sugya. So let's try to learn what it says in the Ramah. The first line goes back on Yayin Nesech. If you buy something that has a mixture of Yayin Nesech, sell it, but you don't have enough of the Yayin Nesech, so you sell it chutz min me Yayin Nesech. V'im yadua shayve kechavim echad hu bi'ir sheinim ha'arv v'yayin. Here's where called the parish comes up. What happens if you know you're buying pickled whatever, kvushim, means pickled vegetables. You know there's one manufacturer that doesn't put in wine. Afal pi shashar v'chom darkon la'arv v'yayin. Mutal mun lukach mikulon. You could buy from any of them. Kozma shalo yadua kein v'vaday she'irivay. Talina l'kula shem alay irivay. Chekol ki yaitze b'zeh b'yisurid rabbah. By this is Rabbanan. It could be Taila Lahakal that you bought it from a kosher place. Vim Yodua Shemiksa Sevi Kechavim Bevadei Naisim Bayayin. Um Miksasim Bevadei Ein Naisim Bayayin. You know absolutely positively there's some that are made with wine and some not. Azlina Basa Ruba Dechal De Parish Meruba Parish. You go Basa Raiv. If you get, I don't know, herring or pickled peppers or things that some are kosher and some are not. Nowadays you have packaging. There's no packaging. You couldn't tell where it was made. Chol de parish muva parish avol. Here's the punchline. Avol asa liknais mehem bibateyem chol kavua kemetza metzadami. You can't go into their homes in order to buy it because chol kavua kemetza metzadami means that if you go into the house, it's a problem. Shach yutes. As nimbas aruba di roi vade ma'arvin, called the parish me'anasir. Im roi vade e ma'arvin, called parish me'amutter. Aval osa liknes min bimboteyem, shenar abai in their houses, api shiadua sharoi vade e ma'arvin, velokach me'am osir, the chol kavok emes ha'mesa kedleel, simikof yutzim himu. Vahu adin, listen to this. Im roi kachava ha'meichrim yesham chanuyais. Let's say you don't go into the house. They make it in the house. But in the shuk, they have a store. That's not where they manufacture it. They manufacture it in point A and sell it in point B. Harinasa kavua b'chanuya shalahem. V'layamina called the parish meruba parish. Akshay v'cham haylach l'shuk amaycher. So let's say you have a place where it's manufactured and a place where it's sold. So you might argue, listen again to tefilas kelim. You go into a store and you buy silverware. You don't know if it's a Jewish company or a non-Jewish company. So, do you go Basar Raiv? You say, call the parish Meruba Parish, and then you could tivel it, or if it's metal, it's a deraisi either way. Let's say it's glasses, which are Drabana. So do you go Basar Raiv is Raiv Gayim, and then you have to tivel it? Or you say, call Kavua Kemet Samech Tzadami, it's 50-50, and glasses are Drabana, Sav Drabana Lakula. So what the Shach here is saying is if they manufacture it in point A and sell it in point B, point B is also called kakavua. It's also kakavua. It's part of the company that they sell it in different places. Today, glasses are sold in packages. Not too many years ago, you went into a hardware store, the glasses were lined up on the shelf, right? And you took glasses off and you purchased them.
But if you found it outside, you found a package outside.
You find it in the street, it's more, then it's called a parish maruba parish, which in this case is a problem because it's a guy. Called a parish is worse. Kakavua here is better because it's Netzah Mechza and it's Savdar Bala Lakula. So this is the rule of the Shach. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, even if he doesn't have a store, even if he's walking around the shuk, he's literally a walking salesman. Sometimes you have people like that. They walk around, they say, you know, I got watches for sale. And we'll go around and say, he says, it doesn't matter. If the seller is in the shuk, that's called kavua, which could be a kula, could be a chumra. What? The shach is saying, even a chanuya, he says, kavnuya, but chanuya shalahem. Elok, shevichon, heilach l'shuk, umaycher. Yeah, okay, so I'm not sure. I think the Aruch HaShulchan understands that to mean that they are goyim or middlemen who are selling. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe the Aruch HaShulchan is not the Shach. I think it's the Shach's chiluk. If the manufacturer is selling it, even he's walking around selling it, as opposed to a guy who buys it from him and sells it. That'll be good. Now let's see the Mati Yainasin. Okay, till now, pretty clear. Mati Yainasin is on the bottom of the prior page, the beginning of Sif Yud. It starts, and then you have to turn back. No, my mistake. I made you turn for nothing. It's on the next page, and it turns. Okay, it's on page Zayin. Chol the parish Maruba parish. Tav Sifkotin Yudalid. Yeshleima Nigzar Shema Yikach. Turn the page, please. On the bottom, v'chulu. Oh, you don't have the next page. Oh, you have to trust me. I'm sorry. Okay, v'yeshloimer. Listen to what he says. Lefi dekaim alon, the loyam rino kavua kemetza amechza rak kisha iser nikur b'makaymai. We only say kol kavua kemetza amechza dami when the iser in the makim kavius could be recognized. When it's nikr b'makaymai, sheikik she'in nikr loyam rinon kol kavua. So what's he saying? What makes some, let me finish. When do we say kavua? If in the makam kviyusai, you could tell what it is. If you go to the makam kviyusai, it's recognizable. Kekasha, ha'acha, ino esi yadu av nikr. Here, you go into the shuk, you go into the chanus, you can't tell. So Rachlai Mekivin Damiyina writes in Lachav Alidresh Miyad, Hayesh Aleido Levar Adavar. Since if you'd go there immediately, I assume immediately means when they're manufacturing it, you can see if they add wine. Im Ken Iker Advarim, Nikar Viyadua, Ken Shapar Amino Kol Kavua. So he's saying that the guideline, and it's not the Matianis, it's Chiddush, he just brings the Hila Halacha. The guideline is if it's Nikar B'Makaymai. If it's noticeable in its place. If it's nikar b'makaymai, it's kavua. If it's not nikar b'makaymai, then it's not kavua. Now, let's go to the loan situation. Is a lending company nikar b'makaymai if it's Jewish or not Jewish? It's debatable. Sometimes it is nikar, sometimes it's not nikar. Nikar b'makaymai. There are times that you could find out if they're Jewish, and probably most of the time that you can't find out if it's Jewish. To me, I'm the one dealing with Quicken. To me, it's never nicker. To the man in Quicken, it is nicker, possibly. Does nicker go according to me? Or does nicker go according to him? You follow? Again, if the loan company is nicker b'makaymai, if it can be ascertained if it's Jewish or not, even today, it's already not nicker, that's called kokum kebechza amechza. I went into the store, I came home with meat. Now, I don't know which store I bought it in. But the store, I can figure out if the store is Jewish or not. If I go get a loan, and today I can't tell. But when I was getting the loan, I could tell. That would be called nikar b'makaymai. So, the question is this called nikar? The Chazon Ish says, if a mummer, a non-frum Jew, goes into the store, and he buys the meat for you, and he brings it to you. You tell him, you think all the butcher stores are kosher, you tell somebody, do me a favor, go buy me some meat. And he buys you meat from a store. And let's say I could tell us from the store, I'm not talking about Basar Salmanai, I'm talking about Nevela. He brings me meat from the store. So is that called Kavua? Because when the mummer went in, he could tell what store it was. Was that called Parish? Because when I got it, it was Parish. So Chazainish says that since the mummer doesn't care if it's kosher or not, it goes not according to the mummer, but according to me. He brings a raya from a Gemara. And he says that called the Parish and called the Nicker is totally not in where the mummer got it from, or Mr. Quicken, whoever works for Quicken, got it from, but it's totally in me. I just want, for the sake of those listening on tape, to give the exact Maramakam of the Chazon Ish, which I thought I brought with me, but apparently I didn't. Now, Chazon Ish, in the beginning of Yeridaya, he talks the attack about Tfilas Kalim, about Kalim that are sold in a mummer hardware store, a Jewish non-religious hardware store, and when I go in and buy it, is that called? It's not nicker when I buy it. The Chazanish says like this: Matiyah, it has to be nicker b'makaymai. When I buy in a store, is that called a parish or called kavua? Now the department store is not the manufacturer. The mummer who owns, the non-religious Jew who owns the department store, he knows where he got it from. He's kavua. When I get it from him, it's already parish. Chazanish says it goes according to what the front person gets it. The person who asks shyless, who cares, that's called kol kavua and called the parish, which in our case is a kula. It means that in the case we're discussing, the loans would be have a din of kol the parish meruba parish, and it would be called kol the parish. Chazanish says one more thing: if it's efshel avarer, we have a general rule: you have to be mevarer. Chazanish says it had to be called Nikr v'makayma, it has to be Efshel Levar b'kal. It has to be easily Levar. You know, you Google the name of the company, you try to see if it's owned by Jews, it's Efshel. Now, if you're going to have to do is find the social circles in which the owners travel and find out if they're Jewish, he says that, you know, something that's hard to be Levar, Chazanish says it's not called Efshel Levar, that's not called Nikr b'makayma. So basically, what the Chazanish says is that, in effect, in the Quicken case, is that's really called the parish. The Jew, the firm Jew, has, technically, it's almost impossible to find out. You could find out, because Fannie Mae is a government entity, so everything is online. So there are people who called me with the Shaila, they called me back, they went online, they saw Fannie Mae bought their loan. Quicken didn't tell them who bought the loan. Quicken just kept on servicing it. But they found out on their own that Fannie Mae is obviously non-Jewish, so it's okay. But in effect, what we're saying from this page is that Matthew Anderson's guideline of kavua needs nikr b'makaymai. Those two key words is that it has to be nikr b'makaymai. If it's nikr b'makaymai, that's kavua. You went into a butcher store, you come home, where'd you buy it? I don't remember. Well, some are kosher, some are treif. The place you got the meat from, it was nicker. Now, it's enough that it was nicker miyad. In the case where they had seven animals in the store, they shechted seven animals, they sold a bunch of them, and they're left with a bunch of them, it's called kavua. Now, right now, you can't tell which stomach the animal came from. You don't know which one it is. But the lashon of Matthew Yonison is, even if it was just nicker miyad, it was nicker one time in that place, that's adequate. That's enough to be called kavua.
So why did you ask for that?
For Quicken's loan. You don't need it for the follow-up loan. They're going. But there are 4 or 5 days that Quicken is lending it to you. For those 4 or 5 days.
Well, I had to ask for that.
It's not called Bittul Isla Chatzilla exactly. You're relying on Raiv Chatzilla. Well, this whole sieve says you can buy products if Raiv are made without wine. You can be Semach on the Raiv. That's what it says. It says that really. But no, but it says here you're allowed to buy if Raiv. We had a sieve Dalid. That if Raiv don't put in wine, then you can be Semach and you can buy the Chatzilla. That's what we said. Rosh and the Ramah. One second.